And now in 1947, the second time, it was taken from them. What happened to Bani Israel has happened to the Muslim. Don't read this ayat saying that this is Bani Israel are meant here. No, you are meant here. Asa rabbukum man yarhamakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. Wa in uttum udna. If you return to your old habits, we return to our habits of punishing you. This is not for Bani Israel, this is for us. Because that is the same story. Follow our ways. Come to our ways. And inshallah, we are going to help you. That is the lesson of these ayat. So my dear brothers, don't think that by negotiations and by pleading, you can get Jerusalem or Palestine. No. Come to the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, implement Islam in yourselves, in your societies, in your countries. Then and only then, asa rabbukum an yarhamakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to have mercy upon you. Now in the end of this surah, there is again a very interesting thing which has been mentioned. The ayah number 104. قُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. And we said after this to Bani Israel, stay in the land. اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ, after their diaspora. Stay in the land. But when our promise, the second promise would come, جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا, we will bring you in great portion, in great groups, lafifa, we will bring you back. So, according to this ayah, the second promise is not when they were destroyed, but it is related to another event which would happen before the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them back. Will bring them back. This is what happened. This is what is happening now. Since 1947, when they started coming, according to this ayah, why? Because Al-Malhamatul Kubra, the last battle, the biggest battle, which is in Bible known as Harmagadan. Harmagadan, in Arabic, Al-Malhamatul Kubra, which is going to happen between the supporter of Isa, alayhi salam, and the supporter of Dajjal, Antichrist. That is going to happen where? In Palestine. Because according to our traditions, hadith, Isa alayhi salam in his second coming is going to kill Dajjal, Antichrist, in a place called Lud. And Lud is nothing but the same Lord, which is the airport, which is the airport of Tel Aviv, which is the military airport and the civil airport of Israel. That is Lud. Isa alayhi salam in his second coming, when he would be supported by whom? By the Muslims. And by whom? By the Christians who will turn into Islam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the Christians, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Every Ahl al-Kitab is going to believe in him before his death, before the death of Isa alayhi salam. Because he did not die in his first coming, he would die in the second coming. Before his death, all Ahl al-Kitab will become Muslim. And those who will not become Muslim, they will be killed by Isa alayhi salam and the supporters. So this great event will take place in Lud, in Palestine. And for that, the stage is being set. وَجِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you from each and every corner of the land. And in this, one of the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that in this last battle, when a Jew is going to hide himself behind a stone, the stone will say, or if he hides himself behind a tree, the tree would say, behind me, the Jew, come, O Muslim, waqtulhu. Except for one tree. And that is known as Farqad. That is known as Farqad. Except for Farqad, this Farqad is the Jewish tree, and that is going to give shelter to the Jews. It will not speak. Other trees would speak. Farqad would not speak. Why the Jews have planted Farqad around Lud? Everywhere this tree has been planted. Why? What is the reason behind that? Did they know about our hadith? Huh? about our traditions. I asked the Mufti of Palestine in my last meeting with him, Ikrimah Sabri, I asked, is it correct? Is it correct? Because I listened from my sources that they have planted Farkat tree everywhere in the area between Tal Abib to Lud. He said, that is true. He said, that is true. So, this battle, which is known as Harmagadan, in Arabic it is Harmajiddun, the valley of Majiddu. Means Harmagadan means the valley of Majiddu. This valley of Majiddu is the very same area. Where is this valley? This valley is this Majiddu, that is in that area, which is 55 miles away from Tal Abib, 15 miles away from Mediterranean, and 20 miles away from Haifa. That is a place called Harmajiddun, where the last battle is going to happen. According to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everything is happening according to the scheme of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to understand that as your rizq does not come automatically, you have to find it. In the same way, you have to prepare yourself for that. So this prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come true. So these are the few things which I wanted to say to you in this lesson. Sallallahu ta'ala ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.